Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Jeremy Barker Plotkin from Simple Gifts Farm in North Amherst. If people are familiar with the Grow Food Northampton, who I had on the show last week, the community got together through donations and Community Preservation Act dollars, bought and preserved farmland in Florence, and Crimson and Clover is farming on that. But Simple Gifts Farm, same scenario in Amherst, just a little bit earlier than Grow Food Northampton. How long have you been there?
The North Amherst Community Farm bought that property in 2006, and we've been farming there since then.
And you're working on a 99-year lease for that property?
Correct.
How old will you be when the 99-year lease is over?
Ooh, I guess I'll be 143.
Good. Farming can keep you young, I think.
You know, it's amazing that you know you want to do that, you know, so long into the future, because a lot of people think, well, I'll do something 5 or 10 years, but to know right now today that you want to do that for 99 more years says a lot about you.
Does that mean the land will be agriculturally preserved for 99 years, or that Simple Gifts will be there for 99 years?
The land is preserved in agriculture for all time.
That's what I thought. So that's good. So even if the lease goes away from you, it's not like condo development comes in here immediately, right?
That's right.
It'll be post-apocalyptic in 99 years anyway.
I'll be living to 143 because I eat all that good organic food.
And speaking of the food you've got there, you've got CSAs, community-supported agriculture, farm shares, as many farms do, but something that I've never heard of from a farm, a spring share. You go to your summer share or whatever, and then maybe a winter share, maybe a couple pickups, but a spring share, new to me.
That's new this year. We've worked out systems where we're protecting food. We're actually planting stuff in the fall and then protecting it over the winter, and then it starts to grow again in the spring.
How do you protect it?
We cover it with this fabric called Rime and then also plastic.
Uh-huh.
So essentially we're making little mini greenhouses.
And you just put it right over the field itself, and then when the actual sun starts to be warm enough, you can pull that stuff off, right?
Yep. Yeah, in the spring we'll take the plastic off and leave the Rime there.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the produce items that you'll be able to be growing under those?
I have a lot of salad greens, a lot of spinach. We're also going to have carrots. We're hopefully maybe going to have strawberries in May.
Now, one of the simple gifts of Simple Gifts Farms is a bacon share.
Yes, that's correct. It's a pork share.
But bacon is involved in this, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because one thing vegetarians and meat eaters can agree on, it's bacon. How long have you been doing the pig share?
Pig share we've been doing for a couple years. Mm-hmm. We've got a few different options. There's a couple different boxes you can get. It's just a big box that you can put in your freezer, 20 pounds. And then we also have a monthly, 6 months, you sign up and you get a box.
You think of a CSA farm, you think about produce first, and then maybe someone's doing a meat CSA, but they're not doing produce, but you're doing both. Are you trying to push the envelope a little bit for how much different kinds of food you're going to be able to provide to folks?
Yeah, that's correct. We're really looking to provide more people's diet, both in the time frame and in terms of what they get. The animals also are a really important part of our ecological soil management. A lot of our soil fertility is sponsored by the animals. So
is that what we call it now?
Like they buy a shirt, they have a little bit of the land, their name is on it there, and
yeah, they've got a whole quarter of the field. Actually,
I am constantly sponsoring the bathroom here at the radio station over and over again, much to the dismay of the rest of the folk here. So you are raising the pig, though, at Simple Gifts Farm.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Yep. Jeremy Barker Plotkin from Simple Gifts Farm in North Amherst. Were you farming before you were farming at Simple Gifts in North Amherst?
Yeah, I was at the New England Small Farm Institute in Belchertown.
Now, the interesting thing about Simple Gifts, as we mentioned, in the same way that Grow Food Northampton, is that the community did come together to preserve this land for their town. Is there a different sort of feel that goes into farming land like that, that you've become the steward? You're like the mayor of a part of the farm part of Amherst. Amherst doesn't even have a mayor. John Musanti's a fake mayor.
Yeah, we really feel like the farm isn't just ours. It belongs to everyone. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people walk their dogs through there and, you know, come and
do they sponsor the farm too?
They sponsor the farm
okay,
as well.
Just checking. Jeremy Barker Plotkin from Simple Gifts Farm in North Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.